Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing us back to some serious blues guitar there. Robert Cray. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, Rebecca Walzer. She's the president of Walzer Wealth Management. She's a tax attorney by education and by profession. She's also a wealth management expert. She's the author of a new book called Wealth Unbroken and WalzerWealth.com. Is that right?
That's right, WalzerWealth.com.
Mm-hmm. All right, so WALSER. Rebecca, what do you recommend? We talked about real estate in the last segment. Thank you for letting me thank you for helping me develop that, because I just think that's the best advice we can give to a small business owner. And then they can take, in my opinion, they can take some of that rental income that they make, maybe let the real estate build some, you know, get the debt paid off, paid down, And you can raise rents, right? And let that extra cash flow from the rents, let that go, dedicate that income to buying other asset classes like stocks. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. And again, just try to look for some tax-free asset classes. But, you know,
what are those tax-free examples you were talking about?
There's only really a couple. So there's three that we would say are tax-free, although one has got an asterisk by it. So obviously the Roth. I think, Jim, the biggest issue in America with conventional financial wisdom that is 100% wrong is still advising people to put a lot of wealth or build wealth inside of pre-tax accounts. And I built this whole book and make a case against that with all the facts and figures of where it came from, how this came to be. It really came out in the 1980s, and it made some sense because we didn't have a debt problem. We didn't even have $1 trillion of debt.
Right.
We didn't have the looming retirement of the boomers. They were only in their young 30s in the 1980s. But now with the financial storm of the $21 trillion of debt expected to be $30 trillion plus the retirement of the boomers, your tax rates in the future when you retire, whatever tax income bracket you're in, are going to be higher than where they are right now.
So you've said that twice now. You're convinced that we're going to have high taxes in the future. And you say that's unavoidable because of our debt and our contingent liabilities.
Unavoidable, and people don't want to understand why, and I'll just break it down in one simple nutshell. If everybody thinks we can keep going on as we have been indefinitely, and we've had 30 years of low tax, and we have a $21 trillion debt to show for it. But here's the problem. Once the debt gets to $30 trillion, and interest rates are between 3 and 4%.
Right.
So a normalized
It'll take up
30.
Our revenue.
Exactly. It will be more to just basically service, pay the interest on the debt than we spend today in 2018 on Medicare and military combined.
Yeah.
And that's unsustainable. Unsustainable.
So and either we have to find the revenue somewhere or take bankruptcy. That's the only two options, isn't it?
Yes, and bankruptcy would be just totally, I mean, you could have Milton Friedman, who's a really well-renowned economist, tell me what the result of that would be, and I wouldn't believe him. Nobody could possibly comprehend.
I agree.
Solvency, so that is a terrible scenario. So obviously the taxes will get raised way before we are declaring bankruptcy. So that's the problem is everyone, and even I'll tell you, Jim, there's a lot of people out there that advise business owners to do what we call a cash balance plan. Because they can write up $200,000 a year and put it into a pre-tax account as a cash balance plan as a business owner. And I will tell you, even that advice, I mean, just think about that. You're deferring paying tax in the lowest tax.
Your basic strategy is pay the taxes now, you'll thank me later, so to speak.
Absolutely. You will. I think it's malpractice for people to say beyond a match. And obviously, all of these listeners are small business owners, so they're not match. You know, they don't have a match. They're the employer. So if you're a worker, you want to take the match because that's free money. But
a Roth type of an account. I want to change subjects. We've only got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
So you're kind of in the middle of the two generations, Gen X and Gen Y. you're right on near the bubble. Mm-hmm. You're Gen X, but you're still a very young person. You deal with a lot of young people.
Is this
what you tell young people? Is this a young person strategy? The Roth thing, that's more for young people than it is for older people, isn't it?
Well, no, the Roth is, so a lot of business owners are going to be what we call income phased out of the Roth. If you make over $189,000 as a married couple, you can't use the Roth.
Right.
So what a lot of people do is they make the traditional IRA or 401k, contribution, and then they will do a conversion to a Roth. They can do a backdoor conversion. At least you still can right now. That is going to go away as well. We're not going to do that forever. But so the Roth is an opportunity, yes, for everybody. And that is an account that is going to grow and, you know, be all the growth will be tax-free in retirement. So that's a huge win over, you know, a tax bill that's going to be a lot bigger in the future.
Right.
So,
right.
Yes, the Roth is definitely an opportunity, yes.
Are millennials thinking about retirement? Are they worried about it? Are they doing something about it? What's the research show?
The research, actually, Bank of America had a study that came out in February this year that said that millennials actually, on average, already have $100,000 saved. As a generation.
Wow. All I've ever heard is they owe $100,000 on their education.
Yeah, well, I think millennials are starting to understand the financial situation of America, and they're starting to say, hey, this doesn't make sense. Like, how are we going to do all of this? How are we going to pay for all this? What is our debt? I mean, they're growing up in a generation where America is so in debt, that I think they're starting to question it. Well, they're also living at home longer. They're not buying houses as soon. They're not getting married as soon. So they're able to have a lot more disposable income, and a lot of them are putting it towards some sort of savings account, which
Rebecca,
is wonderful.
I got to wrap it up. WalzerWealth.com is the website, folks. The book is called Wealth Unbroken. Hey, Rebecca, will you come back another day?
I will.
Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.